Hello everyone, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Cleo McConnell. I'm a top investigator and I am currently interviewing this witness to a horrific crime. She is now laughing at me. I am assuming it is a nervous reaction to the horror she has witnessed. Ma'am, can you please tell me? I know this may be overwhelming, but can you please tell me your name first?
Nicole Collins.
Hello, Nicole Collins.
Hi.
What do you have any relation to the mass murder that occurred?
Yes, the murderer is my brother.
The murderer is your brother. My God, what is his name?
Matthew Collins.
Matthew. Oh, and he's currently on the run right now. Do you have any idea where he might be?
Not really. No, he might have went back to the family home, which is down in England, but I'm not very sure.
England. Oh, shh. I don't know where England is. That's obviously a very far way away. Do you have any idea how he could have got, like, would he have chosen a train? Would he have gotten a car?
I've got no clue. I think he might have went by bus, though.
Bus. Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea which bus company he may have chosen? Does he have a favourite bus company?
Lothian buses.
Lothian. Right, so he's gonna take Lothian buses all the way down, okay. And the place where he chose to murder all those people in cold blood, do you know why? I mean, the public park? Is there any personal connection he may have had to it?
And no, I didn't even think he'd do such a thing. He doesn't seem like a type of guy that, you know, go off the rails.
Can you tell us a bit about him before this event? Anything you can?
Well, he was a normal guy. He liked video games, liked football. He never really showed interest in mass murder. He was a nice kid.
Do you think it was the video games that made him commit mass murder?
No, I don't, because he only played video games involving sports, and that's not really...
Do you think sports made him commit mass murder?
Definitely.
Really? Yes. What kind of sports?
Football. Overaged him.
Any blood sports?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure? You never know what people get up to these days when they're on their own. Who you are in the dark. Who you are in the dark. And, wait, what's that? Right, they found Matthew.
Oh God.
I'm getting messages that they've found Matthew. He was crying in the parking lot of a Sainsbury's. And he has been apprehended by the police. They're taking him in. And they're going to try and question him about anything. How do you feel about this recent development?
Well, at least he's not out on the streets killing more people.
That is very, very true. Do you... What do you feel about all this in general?
I'm very overwhelmed. I think that's why I'm kind of lost for words. He wouldn't do this.
But he has. You cannot live in denial. Do you... It's okay, just express your emotions however they come about. What about the rest of your family? Your any relatives? How are they feeling?
My mother is very overwhelmed. She would never have expected this of him.
And the family pet?
The pet, the fish, the poor fish. Who's going to feed him now?
What's his name?
Odysseus.
Odysseus, oh, Odysseus. Such a tragic name for a fish.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, just let it out by laughing at all those poor people who have been murdered by your brother. What was the murder weapon? Okay. He used school pencils.
Sounds like him.
To murder, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he good in school? Did he like school?
Yeah, he liked school. He just had a thing for sharp pencils and pencil sharpeners.
And he, of course, you wouldn't have suspected a thing because everyone in school...
Just, they all like having a sharp pencil.
Everyone likes to have a good sharp pencil, but Matthew, he took it too far. And now he's in police custody after a roughly 40-hour rampage through the streets of both Edinburgh and Glasgow. We're not quite sure how he managed to seemingly teleport between the two, because the last murder in Edinburgh was at approximately 4 a.m. and the first murder in Glasgow committed by him was at 4:30. We have no idea how that happened, but we will hopefully find out. Do you have any idea how he could have done that? Is he a scientist who's working on teleportation by any means?
He always used to talk about aliens and how they could move between worlds, and we were always suspicious, but we never wanted to question him.
So do you think your brother may have had contact with the aliens?
Possibly.
I cannot believe this. This is some This is going to be like the report of the century. Not only have we apprehended the first mass murderer in Scottish history to use pencils as weapons, but we have also found out about the implied existence of aliens and how they may have assisted him. Hopefully, we will find out. Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, thank you for your time, Nicole. I remembered your brother. I almost said thank you for your time, Matthew, and I was like, hold on. Okay, thank you very much, Nicole.
Thank you.
This has been Cleo McConnell reporting for BBC Linlithgow, because that's where I'm from.